Got it, Rex. Good yourself. I don't know. I'd have to go check. As in brand new? Nah, fair enough. I'll give me one sec. I'll see if I can get new ones or not. Have a ridge on that car? I don't really think it matters. 207 out of like a GD. Yeah, oh, but I'll just get you a GD one then. Oh, they're expensive little guys. They're $93 for the bolt, brand new. Yeah. I thought it was going to be maybe $15, but $93 from Subaru. Let me see if we've got any out the back hiding anywhere. Give me 2 seconds. Oh. You there? I don't have any that are in good condition. I can give you the part number if you want to just punch it into eBay, see if they've got something cheaper on there. Yeah. Are you ready for it? Yeah. 123-698-A030. Yeah, go for it. As in, you get into boost and the pedal just falls away, or you've got to press it and it, then there's no pedal. Yeah, just once you get a bit of heat into it. Yeah, it'll be the master. The masters are pretty common to fail on these things. Nah, just another GC8 Master. I just replace like for like, like whatever you've got on there. Just because if you go changing the master, then you're gonna need different clutch lines. It becomes a little bit of a headache. Yeah, the best way to sort it out would be to get the Liberty master and Liberty line and slave, obviously all to suit that box. But they've got a single line coming out the side of the master, whereas the GCs have like the whole squiggly thing along the firewall. And then just with the Liberty one, they've got like a dampener in the bottom of it. You just pull that out, put a bolt with a, like a short bolt with a washer, and you just cap that off. So if you can get one of those, go for it. Otherwise, just replace what you've got for, like for like sort of thing. Nah, not at all. Nah, GC Masters are just very common to fail. Pretty much. They're just getting very old now. Go for Genuine or anything that's the same brand, which is, I think, Nabco. So, yeah, the Genuine ones are Nabco. Maybe. Give me 2 seconds. I'll have to check that too. I think the Nabco ones that we've got, so they're OEM, but just not OEM boxes, so OEM brands. I think they're like $400, roughly. Yeah. All right. Done. Too easy. You too.